doesn't think the end of Greece is anti-feminist.
Oh, come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does, too, and I'm going to do anything I can to get it.
Oh, so he turns jock for her.
Right.
And she turns bad girl for him.
Sandy?
Tell me about it. Stud.
Stud. What'd she say? How'd she defend it?
So Olivia Newton-John came out and said, it's just a girl who loves a guy, and she thinks if she changes, he'll like her. And he thinks if he does that, she'll like
him. But you shouldn't change for anybody. If he doesn't like you for who you are, he's not the right guy for you. We all know that. People have been saying that to us since high school. Don't ever change. Be who you are.
Right. But in that movie, they both do.
Right. I think that's the whole point. They both change for each other because they want the other one to be happy. It's the gift of the Magi. Mm-hmm. But here's what I really want to know. How did a generation who fought so hard against rap music censorship become so offended by everything?
Or the generation that grew up on South Park and Family Guy.
Right.
Get offended by Grease. By the end of Grease, you're getting offended by that.
Right. Family Guy didn't offend you. And South Park didn't offend you. And you defended rap lyrics and censorship and all that stuff. But yet you're offended by Grease?
When they invented the automobile on Family Guy, they called it a Jew-killing machine.
The true story of Henry Ford.
This is my Jew flattening machine. It'll flatten any Jew. Simply climb behind the wheel, drive it towards a Jew, and flatten him.
Could you also use it just to drive from place to place and stuff?
It's a Jew flattening machine. It's not what it's designed for.
But you could use it that way.
You could also use the Mona Lisa as a placemat.
How can that not offend you, but Olivia Newton-John putting on some tight pants offend you?
How about in the episode about the Cosby Show, knowing what we know now? Peter says, I was so busy not seeing color, I didn't see the raping either.
Huh. I was so busy not seeing color, I didn't see the raping either.
Peter is a doctor.
Like when I was an OBGYN. Well, I got the results of your ultrasound, and I got some news for you.
Wait. We don't want to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not breathing.
I mean, that is the most offensive thing in the world, but they're not saying a word about that.
No, the most offensive thing in the world is the Michael J. Fox shaking this thing, the making fun of him for Parkinson's disease. That was really, really incredibly offensive.
You only have two white shirts?
Well, I had a third one, but it got ruined at that wine tasting at Michael J. Fox's house. Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. Now, we were going to show you the actual scene, but it would just make us all sad. So I'm just going to tell you what happened. See, he has this disease, and it makes him shake a lot, and what with all the shaking, he spilled his wine all over my shirt, and my shirt was ruined. So that's what that was. I mean, he was very nice about it. He said, send me the bill. Actually, that's not how he said it, but, you know, we got there. Anyway, I sent him the bill, and he sent me this check, but I don't think I'm going to be able to cash this.
But Olivia Newton-John in leather, that offends you.
Right. Prom night dumpster baby doesn't offend you. But Olivia Newton-John trying to make a guy happy while he tries to make her happy offends
right.
you.